United Way, they are committed to fighting poverty and to helping the homeless, families, young people, and veterans. And they're also working lately with the Los Angeles Rams. They have a good partnership going. We are joined by Elise Buick. She's the CEO of United Way in Los Angeles, right, Elise?
Yes, yeah. Los Angeles County.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And so you have this partnership right now going on with the Rams, right?
We do. Very excited to have the Rams here in Los Angeles. I'm sure you've seen all the energy. But what I think is particularly exciting is how they have a big commitment to getting involved in the community. So we're working with them on several initiatives right now.
Right. They are very community minded. They have had things going on all year through the Rams Foundation. Now, when you look up the Rams Foundation, you'll see Character Playbook, which is something that you're working on them with, right?
We just launched it 2 weeks ago at Santee High School. It's a great program. It's actually an online interactive software program. We know with young people, they live their lives online, and it really has different modules that teach them about building character. How do you manage emotions? What do you do if you see someone who is bullying a schoolmate of yours? And they have modules they get tested on, and it really teaches them. And when we launched it, we had two of the Rams players there, and the kids got to ask them questions about how they think about character. You could tell the kids were very inspired and motivated by hearing from the players.
Yeah, this is building character, right? Basically, and it's educational, and it's through a digital process, right?
It's an online, it's almost like a graphic novel. So they really are showing you scenarios, and they're saying, what would you do in this situation? And, you know, what was interesting to me, and I have two sons, but a lot of the students were asking the players, well, how do you control your emotions when you're on the field and when you make a bad play or you're losing? And so they were really kind of taking those real world experiences and sharing them with the students, and how important it is to have patience and to not lose your temper and to really breathe and to think about what you're going to say and do. So I think it's a great way to reach kids. And as we know, they pay a lot of attention to sports figures, and this is a way to do it in a positive manner.
Yeah, those are good questions too from them. Like, how do you stay calm? How do you keep it together? Those are great questions, actually. And so through Character Playbook, they can learn a lot and have fun too.
Absolutely. And, you know, so we've launched it in about 10 schools with the Rams. And, you know, I think United Way and the Rams, we hope to expand it in schools throughout LA County. So we're raising money right now to make that happen.
And United Way is involved in education, actually, involved in helping students, because 30% of students in LA County don't graduate.
Right. And we know, if you don't graduate high school, we're really condemning these kids and these students to a life of poverty. And, you know, the aggregate number really masks in some of our lower income neighborhoods and schools, you're seeing graduation rates of 50%. And so we have a program called Link Learning, where we're really linking the kids to jobs and internships. And what's amazing to me is, even when we were out there with the Rams, is, you know, the players get a lot of lift, but the COO, Kevin Demoff, who's on our board, was there, and he said, you know, you can also have my job one day. And so opening up their worlds to the possibilities, and how if you do well in math, you know, one day maybe you could work at the Jet Propulsion Lab out in La Cañada, that some of these kids just aren't exposed to that. They don't know that these courses are going to lead to that job. And so that's why we love the Playbook and Link Learning, because it really opens up their world and says, oh, I want to stay in school, I want to graduate, and I want to work there one day.
And you work to also help veterans as well, right?
Well, we started the veteran work. We were really shocked to learn that two things. One, that veterans that are returning from these most recent wars, they're falling into homelessness really quickly. And then the second thing is, they are really young. So at United Way, we're really working to make sure that we can help them get into jobs. They sometimes struggle to translate their military experience into a resume and into matching it with employers. So we have employers who have really dedicated to hiring veterans, and then we're also really trying to tackle the veteran homelessness issue.
Homelessness in general, because Home Walk is coming up, and that's all part of this.
It is. We would love to have all your listeners come out. Home Walk is the walk to end homelessness. It's November 19th. This is our 10th anniversary. It's hard to believe. We're thrilled the Rams are a big part of the walk this year. We just learned that Eric Dickerson's going to be our chair. He's going to be there. A lot of the players have been filming PSAs to help us get the word out. We're going to do a take the players to Skid Row. They really want to learn about this issue. You know, I think they're probably like most of us across LA, we all are disheartened by the number of tents and encampments. And so the money we raise at Home Walk that our walkers raise actually, it goes to housing individuals and getting them off the streets.
So you're going to take Rams players out and then sort of show them what's going on in the community?
Yeah, I think the great thing about homelessness right now is that we do know there is a solution that works. It's called permanent supportive housing. And what that is it's housing with services in the building. And we actually have great nonprofit developers who do this, Skid Row Housing Trust, LA Family Housing, to name a few. So now our issue is we really have to scale that. We have to have the dollars that can help fund more of these units. So we always love when organizations like the Rams and the players, many of who are philanthropic, we want to take them and show them what Skid Row is, but also show them some of the amazing solutions and how we're housing people.
Is Case Keenum going out with you?
We haven't gotten the list yet. You'll be the first to know.
All right. Everybody's got their favorites, right?
Yes. Well, and I went to University of Georgia, so I'm a Todd Gurley fan. You know, he's a Bulldog, so yeah.
Perfect. That's right.
Yes.
You're from Atlanta. So.
I am. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Todd Gurley's your man.
That's right. But we love them all. William Hayes is particularly passionate about homelessness. He and Robert Quinn did PSAs for us. William actually slept on the streets in St. Louis and really has been educating himself about the issue. And so that's what you want. You want people who really care enough and take the time to learn about the issue and figure out how they can lend their voice and support to solve it.
And so they are supporting Home Walk, which will be at Grand Park in Los Angeles. It's a big walk every year, right? Thousands of people.
We had 15,000 people last year. So we're hoping to top that. Grand Park, I didn't know where it was. It's the park right in front of City Hall. And what we like about that, we're actually going to, the route will go by some of the housing that the walkers helped to fund. And so we're asking all the walkers, this is our 10th anniversary, so get $10 from 10 friends. And we're hoping all of our walkers will help us raise $100 each, which will really allow us to get a lot of people off the streets.
So you get to walk past what you're helping to support.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to have a homeless connect village that day where people will have hands-on activities. It's very family friendly, very diverse. We have people who come from all over the region. You know, we're going to be building welcome home kits for people that are moving into housing. I don't know about you, but you know, when you move into a home, you need all the essentials. And so that's some of the activities that'll be on site that day.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. So they'll be supported also by, you know, having supplies that they need when they move in.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we want to give them the best start possible. It's hard for people to come off the streets after they've been sleeping on sidewalks or in tents for many years. And so, you know, we want to do everything we can to make it feel like home. What you may not know is that 40% of our homeless population is women and children now. And so, you know, we see probably the most visible form of homelessness, which is people that may be mentally ill, suffering with physical issues, sometimes substance abuse issues. But then we also have a big part of our population that it's an economic issue. And not only do we have a homeless crisis, but we have a lack of affordable housing crisis. And so if someone loses a job, which believe it or not is the number one cause of homelessness, they cycle in and out. So for those folks, we really want to help them, to your point, get back in a job and rapidly rehouse them. Yeah. And then for folks that are suffering more from longer term conditions like mental illness, that's where the permanent housing model comes in.
You can really help by going to Home Walk.
Yes. I mean, and we're very lucky. It's homewalkla.org. You can go there and register and sign up. All the money that our walkers raise goes to helping to house individuals to pay for their unit. The Hilton Foundation is also matching those walkers that can raise $5,000. So it's a great way. You know, around the holidays, we often think of feeding the homeless, which is important, but this is a way to give them a permanent home.
Yeah, so if you put a team together, maybe from work or your family, you raise $5,000, it'll be matched.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And they keep matching at every $5,000 increment. So that's what we see. We see church teams, work teams, all kinds of, you know, neighborhood teams. They put teams together and then, you know, raise money from your friends and family. I hit up all my family in Atlanta. Yeah. They sponsor me to walk.
Yeah, that's nice. They know you're coming.
That's
They're
right.
Like, because this is an annual walk.
It is. Yeah. It is. So 10 years, there's great metro stops right near Grand Park. I know we're learning in LA how to take public transportation with the Rams games. So walkers can take the metro if they want. But we're really excited. It'll be a special day with it being our 10th anniversary and having the Rams there.
Yeah, it's November 19th.
Yes.
And so the Rams are, some of the players are going to be there?
Yes.
Okay.
They will be there. And they also, the team is donating a lot of signed paraphernalia. So for the sports collectors out there, those will be incentives for some of our top fundraisers.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You can pick up some Rams gear and have it signed, and they're doing well this
year.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're thrilled.
Yeah. We are excited. Go Rams. And yes. Thanks for helping the community, too.
Absolutely.
Because they're very involved.
They are. You know, they're all in. And they've said, you know, we care about people in poverty. We want to help. So, a great thing.
Mm-hmm. And the United Way has been working with the NFL for a long time,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Decades. Thank you so much for stopping by. November 19th, it is Home Walk at Grand Park in Los Angeles. And what's the website again to register?
It's homewalkla.org or .org, and we'd love to have everyone come out.
You'll see Elise at the walk. She'll be talking to the football players. She'll be talking to Todd Gurley.
I will be there, and I walk it every year with my son, so I hope everybody will come out and bring their friends and family with them.